Okay, now I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Ooh. Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
3 cents fast.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
One.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and cuts as he hunts are fun and funky.
Two.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Oh.
Big win at Ted versus the FCC.
And
let's do it again.
Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Wow. We were up so late last night.
So late. You know, Megs, you probably, man, I don't even know if you were up yet for the morning show by the time we went to bed. You know what I'm saying?
I think I woke up and you guys were still awake.
Still working on a Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah.
Steve Edge in the house.
Thursday night football.
Yes, we do. Yes. Absolutely. I don't know whether to play heel on this. Last time you were in here, because your fantasy football team sucks, you lost to Ted versus the FCC. And now, once again, the loser is here again.
And I have nothing to do with our team. I don't even know how to get to the link. I keep losing it. I don't even know who our quarterback is.
Danny V is in charge, so he is just absolutely screwing you.
I picked a guy that doesn't know anything about football.
Yeah,
not that I know a lot, but he picked a bunch of Seahawks, and that's it.
Okay.
He picked with his heart.
Right. He did.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this fantasy football contest because Thrill and I are not sure know what's going on with our team.
You guys don't even remember to take guys out when they're injured.
Yeah. Mike put me in charge of ours, and we're just kicking ass.
You guys are crushing
I'm on that all the time. That's all I do.
It's like I said on your show. Don't count on Thrill and I to be like the tech guys.
Right.
On the.
So I guess your team finished last.
Yeah, it's very apparent again.
On the fantasy football challenge. So once again. Steve, you will do this week's Ted versus the FCC. And as Ted duly noted before we started the segment, you, in fact, will put losses in his loss column on the overall total of the year.
Much like Danny's doing to you.
Right. I kind of forgot about that. This crap is rolling downhill fast.
Yes.
Right? Mike, what is my record? Am I still over 500?
Ooh, that's a good question, Ted.
Because
you are 19-13 on the year.
All right. Okay. All right.
Still, 19-14 is still respectable.
Well, okay. I won Rob tickets on your show.
How about we do a little win for Ted?
I'll try.
Thanks.
As we said, lo and behold, we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. So, Steve, once again, you'll be taking on a listener who goes by the name of Joe. This is an oldie but a goodie as far as the content. It is a Ted versus the FCC based on the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Goes in the way back.
Right, exactly. Good old boys.
That's it.
No man no harm.
This week's.
All you ever saw been in trouble with the law.
Who was that, Merle Haggard?
They were born.
Was that Merle?
Flatten the hill.
Straight to the curb. Flatten the hill.
I don't know who sang it.
I think it was Merle Haggard.
Was it him?
I believe it was
Merle Haggard. He also narrated the show, right? Well, them Duke boys are getting close to the whole
thing. Yeah, they used to have a bunch of actor, country stars back in the day that would sing the themes.
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
Waylon Jennings. Close enough. Same dude. Same guy.
Different name, same guy.
Same guy. Drank whiskey, smoked cigarettes. Okay, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly, while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC.
You gotta be kidding me.
Is you need to read that one
you
time.
You didn't see that episode?
Then three times
Come
fast.
On, Steve. Spoiler alert, I have it on my DVR.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
DVR.
All right. So I just start up.
You start one time through.
Right. One time through.
Then three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
One.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Two!
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hog and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Yeah. Oh! Ow! Oh, man! God damn them Duke boys! There's a win in 10 versus the FCC.
That quaint cut part was very scary.
Sean, the next coming up, you are listening to The Men's Room.